Hey everyone, I'm Maddie Smith, and this is That Time of the Week.
That time of the week!
Let's go!
Hey everyone, I'm Maddie Smith. What is up,
motherfucking bitches and hoes? How are we doing?
So good.
We got Ashlyn, we got Stuart.
What's up?
We got Caroline on the twos and fours.
The fours and twos.
The threes and the sevens.
I think we should get a Patreon going. What do you guys think?
I think so.
Oh, are you fucking joking right now? I've been begging.
You've never mentioned it.
I've been begging for a Patreon.
I woke up in the middle of last night with a fever dream. I said, Patreon. No one has ever said this to me before.
I have been begging.
Never
you,
heard it.
Google Gaga. Yeah,
you have been. Gaga. She has been Elizabeth Holmes over here. But, do any of you doubt me? Literally,
this is Elizabeth Holmes. This is the pill she owns. But
you have been Elizabeth Holmes. First of all, we need a Patreon because I need to make money at some point in some career of some point. Because I make no money. I have no money. I'm poor as
what?
Sin. And then
you make so much money making your boss like his wife. That's
I know, y'all. I've been doing good. I'm planning a Mother's Day trip. It's a whole thing.
And you just got a haircut.
And you literally negated yourself within like 2 seconds.
Well, that's
Stuart. That's not my dreams.
That's finance. Okay, listen. Okay.
Finance isn't your dream.
Finance is my dream. To be
Stuart
rich.
Got a haircut.
I got a haircut. Wait, and then the other reason we need a Patreon is because I have been sounding like a full hoe on here, and I'm a Southern lady, so I want to just put it behind a paywall.
I've been a hoe IRL and it doesn't come up here. So some of us are just good at filtering ourselves.
Yeah. You just spin it and make me tell all my stories and then you keep everything locked up in a cage.
I'm like Oprah Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
You're like
Meghan Markle
Lake.
And Harry. Whatever. Well, we'll work on, I'm going to mention the Patreon for the next few episodes and see how many bites we get.
Okay.
It's a soft launch. A soft launch of the idea.
Soft dick.
Well, you guys, as of listening to this, I'm currently filming Wildin' Out. But you know what? We got dates coming up in April. We got Seattle, Austin for Moon Tower Comedy Festival, Plano, Texas. The vibes are good. Canada. I'm going to be at a comedy festival with Pete Davidson in August. So,
are you going to try to sleep with him?
Kim K, move over.
Are you going to try to sleep with him?
No, I think he probably will end up canceling.
I actually think
that's the reality.
If he wasn't with Kim, you actually are sort of his type. I think he likes a frail, pale person.
They do. I'm like
really?
Margaret Qualley.
Yeah.
Because Ariana
Ashlyn's
Grande
like, really?
Is
she's
like
not
tanned.
Frail. Yeah, but lately, since Ariana Grande, he's done frail and pale.
He loves the frail and pale.
Yeah. Mm. I need a tattoo. I need like one tattoo to let him, like as a wink to his
community. Did you do a stick and poke? As a tattoo.
You think so?
You should get his face tattooed on you.
I know. I think that would be like a good way to network.
You should get Pete Davidson tattooed on you and he's like, oh my God, is that about me? And you're like, no, it's this Ariana Grande song I love.
And I'm like, oh, you're Pete Davidson? I thought that was some guy.
I let you into my life. Yeah.
What? I thought you into my life is her line.
Oh,
I'm
so sorry.
Like, shut up. That was a whole whirlwind.
It was crazy.
We were all horny that summer because we wanted to be Pete and Ariana.
And she said BDE.
Yes.
That was the invention of BDE.
BDE.
She invented that.
Yeah.
So,
she did not invent that.
Oh, sorry.
She didn't?
No, she
did not. I thought she did.
Appropriating.
No. All right, I'm looking it up.
Thank you, Caroline.
Yeah, I thought she
finally put in that Apple MacBook to use.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm like, I just ask like questions as if I don't have a laptop.
I know. Caroline's like, what's
that's
one plus
one? That's because you're a human, you know?
I know. I'm just so used to people doing it for me.
Caroline is obsessed with like connection. She forgets about like the internet sometimes.
I know. That's why I have my third eye.
Not invent BD.
Your third eye has a lot of mascara on.
I have a quick story to tell before we get the pod started.
Oh my God. Okay.
I just blacked out on Saturday night at Dave Chappelle party.
Not wow. Same. Okay, tell us the
so
tea.
I was on the show at the Comedy Cellar, and then the show, they were like, oh, this is turning into the Chappelle after party. And I was just like there, and they do like an open bar.
Oh my God.
And Chappelle and Michael Che were there, and I was like, the room was spinning. I was like, you guys will be proud of me. I checked myself because about to be blackout, I said, don't drink this because if you do, you're going to throw up and you will not work here again.
Yeah.
I was able to check myself.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone thank you. Because that could have been a situation.
Yeah.
Luckily,
yeah.
I just got blackout. And by the end of the night, I was just like vibing with all the staff there. And the next day the I walked in, they were like, Maddie. I was like, yay. Dave Chappelle, don't care. But all the staff at a comedy club, if they love you, you're coming back every night.
All I do is vibe with staff.
All I do is vibe. The last like 6 clubs I've headlined on the road, I'm like out with staff till 6 a.m. And
it's the
that's
best.
who wants to love you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Zany's Nashville, when I come back, I told you, it's a three-ring circus.
Now, some of us vibe too when hard I go to with Nashville. Stuff.
Sometimes you can vibe too hard. Sometimes you can vibe too hard, as Stuart has learned. And Stuart and chilled a little bit too hard at some of these clubs we've been to.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
But that's how you learn. So, yeah, that's my claim to fame this weekend, was going to a Chappelle party.
Wait, that's amazing.
Getting blacked out. Yeah. What was
Michael Che wearing?
Michael Che was wearing, like, a bomber, I
and
think.
A hoodie.
And, like,
and
basketball shoes. Yeah. I shook his hand, yeah.
You shook his hand?
Yeah.
Oh, how did it smell?
What did it feel like? Dry, like, moist.
It was like a strong hand. Yeah. I think small. He might know who I am, right?
I mean, if you shook his hand, hopefully.
I said, I'm Maddie. He said, what's up?
Wow.
So, but I'm gonna tell another story.
Are you gonna tell the story to your grandchildren?
I'm gonna
like
tell
that?
Another story related to this party in a few episodes, but I can't yet because it's too heated. Oh. And I have to give it some distance.
We need a Patreon.
But between us and our listeners, we are also recording it today. So,
yes.
Oh.
What? I'm not supposed to share?
No, you can share.
They like behind the scenes.
I'm just she saying we need a Patreon so we can hear the full tea.
I know. I need a Patreon for like stand up tea.
Yeah.
We need a Patreon for stand up tea.
Yeah.
Because I don't talk about that a lot on here.
Exactly.
And I think people would like to know like what's going on.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Like some inside info that.
Some gossip. People love gossip.
That's a little bit slandery, but Patreon only. Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. So that's the upcoming dates. Filming Wild and Out all month. But we got some topics to cover.
Oh. Woo!
This lighthearted topic, incel terrorism, is on the rise. And the FBI is learning how to find out if someone is an incel. Because it's a little different than like...
shouldn't be that hard to find out. They're just online all the time.
Oh, go to an open mic.
I can bring go seven
Reddit,
of them.
Go to an open mic.
The FBI needs to call me. I can bring seven right to
easily.
The office.
And
I'll knock on the door with them behind me.
All of our
Maddie
exes
could bring
combined.
All her exes.
You're too slow. You can't compete with a machine gun when you got a bow and arrow over there. So
hey, I'm really good at a bow and arrow, right? They call me the Robin Hood.
Well, when you got to take this much time, but I've been bang, boom. Incel terrorism is on the rise. I said, go to an open mic. Go to a comedy show. Yeah. Go to my YouTube comments.
Respectfully. Go to Facebook. You literally
go to
see
Reddit.
Someone.
Literally
go to
Reddit and just arrest everyone that has a subscription.
Whoa. Not everyone in Reddit, all right? Sometimes they come in clutch.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are probably subreddits that are like, we're incels.
No? Actually, Reddit is relatively respectful lately.
Yes.
They like shut down incels.
But you
it's not
find...
as scary as you might think.
Okay, not everyone on Reddit is an incel, but every incel is on Reddit.
That's fair.
That's fair, but I feel like that about Facebook. I feel like
Facebook
more
is for incel moms.
And like boomers.
Uncles that don't
and
have
uncles.
Children.
Yes.
My mom is heavily on Facebook.
Yeah, my mom, Facebook's
but
so embarrassing.
She's not an incel. She is a
Mark
fucking,
Zuckerberg deserves
there
that.
There are incel subreddits, I will have you know.
Caroline's the moderator.
They are.
I know this.
It's ASMR, mushy food, and incels.
Crazy. Wouldn't that be the craziest plot twist if Caroline was like on
an incel?
And I'm like, incel, that was like her kink was like, women aren't funny.
Oh my God.
Wait, it's kind of.
And she comes here and she's so nice.
I should start reading incel Reddit more. It sounds fun.
We can look right now.
We are the incel Reddit for men.
We're lady incels.
Yeah, we are lady incels.
That's why.
That's what the Patreon's called, lady incels.
Exactly.
So we're going to talk about incel terrorism a little bit later on, but.
So lighthearted.
Speaking of, I know. Dude, there's no news except for Ukraine, and I don't know how to talk about that. I'm really stupid. But Ukraine related, gas prices are spiking. We talked about it last week. The IEA, I don't know what that stands for, said to work from home and to drive slow.
What?
Like, bro.
That doesn't save you gas.
That doesn't save you gas. Give me fucking money.
Okay, send this article to my boss then. I don't know what you want me to do.
Yeah.
You think
send
I have
to Ashlyn, who has a car. So,
International Energy Agency.
Okay.
Sounds boring to me. Ooh. What do you know?
What do you know?
Yeah.
Daddy Yankee is retiring.
Oh.
Yeah, Ashlyn, how do you feel? I know that's your...
That's okay. We need... I mean, at this point, Bad Bunny has it from here.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And Rosalia.
Yeah, exactly.
Move over, Gasolina.
Yankee. Yeah.
What are Daddy Yankee's songs? Gasolina.
Oppa la Gasolina.
Well, how's that go?
He's
Puerto Rican. Shouldn't you know this?
But, I mean, this was a long time ago. I was, like, a teenager. I don't even remember what I ate last night.
That's fair.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, the other Daddy Yankee song I like is Despacito.
Daddy Yankee does
the whitest thing.
Yeah, it's, I think he did.
With Justin Bieber.
The summer of Despacito was, oh.
That was a good summer.
That was a bop and a half.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Down in Puerto Rico. And I'm in the night on it. And I'm in the night on it. Despacito. This is how we do it down in Puerto Rico.
We need to go to Puerto Rico.
I like his bundle little.
We should go to Puerto Rico.
I like Suelta.
She's just reading his Spotify list.
Yeah, no, actually.
Because I forgot about Pose. You remember Pose. Pose, Pose, Pose.
Pussy? That's how you sing it. Pose, Pose, Pose.
That's what you know because you're an incel.
All
this
right,
is what
all
I
right.
do. I deal with these sexually charged women every week.
And so also I think about pussy.
I've been
about-
charged lately. My pussy been sliding like a snail. But finally, another legend lost. Dom DeMarco, legendary pizza guy in Brooklyn, has died. DeFera.
What's up with all these food people dying?
What's
man?
Up with people dying, man?
What's up with
mortality is real,
I also
dude.
Feel like we keep bringing men that like make something and we're like, they're dead.
I know.
Men are dead.
I'm literally like, men are dying. Are dead. So our first segment, we're going to talk about pizza.
Okay.
So let's get it started with our first segment, which is called Let's
Sync Up.
So we always get the pod started with one question to get our fallopian tubes tied in a knot to get us twisted and turned, curved and sweetened up. Stuart walked in.
I think men like this podcast because we don't speak and we just make noises.
We just
and
moan like, in their ear. We literally moan like, in their
oh,
ear.
Oh, I love it with when women just don't have any opinions. They just make little beeps and bops and boops.
And they would hate us if we had one opinion, but we're just like, bing, boom, bop, boom, 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 gaga, ee, sucky, sucky, poopy, cock.
Stop.
What? It's my Native American name. Are you going to shame? It's like poppycock, canceled. But it's poopycock. Poppycock.
You're
catacorn.
So canceled. You're so beyond canceled.
You're going to get canceled for that.
I need the press. I'm begging the press to come over and tickle
bad
my balls.
Publicity is good publicity.
I know.
Yeah. She needs the true. Press to lick her gooch.
Look at freaking Kirstie Alley. Everyone loves
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's so yeah, true. I was on her Wikipedia just the other day. That yeah. was my lady incel.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to be that. I think I'm going to gain 60 pounds just to get people talking.
And then lose it. Yeah.
And then lose
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. We can do, what's that thing that guy did where he ate McDonald's? Every day,
Shake Shack or
Supersize me.
Oh
my God,
Shake Shack.
I would love a McDonald's.
Supersize me. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be a healthy food person. That was like a day,
yeah. one day.
I hate watching documentaries that do
me
that
too.
To you.
Food Inc. did that to
yeah,
me.
Blackfish did that to me. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. I'm never going to SeaWorld. Then I'm like, ah, it's summer. Yeah. SeaWorld.
Like, I want to swim with them. Cut to you swimming with the dolphins in like Cabo.
The dolphins whose eyes are glazed over because they're eating chemicals, and you're like.
You're like, give me a kiss.
Read me. But that's
to
a dolphin.
Me taking a photo with a snake in New Orleans that has taped over its eyes because
oh my they God. Want it to look away.
Stop. They do that because the snakes get violent.
Really?
It's like a muzzle? They can see.
It's like a muzzle?
No, they like tape their eyes so they can't see.
Well, it's like horses.
Oh, I thought you meant they tape their eyes open.
No,
oh my God.
Like to put tape over
that's
their
what
eyes.
I can do to guys during sex so they can't see me.
Because I think snakes don't have eyelids.
That's why I can
you
tell
know
it's off
snake.
On me.
Yeah, Ashlyn doesn't have eyelids, snake-ass motherfucker.
I guess that's why I don't wear mascara. What does that have to do
no,
with
you're
eyelids?
Just gay. Okay, so today's question to get us all on the same page. You know what? A legendary pizza guy died. How does everyone like their pizza? Mm. Why am I screaming? I'm literally
how
screaming.
How does everyone like their pizza?
Can you hear
me? Tell me now. And how does it relate to your abandonment issues?
Yeah, let's get deep with this one, guys. Let's really think deep about dish. Pizza. Let's put pizza on our Rorschach test. So how do you know Rorschach? That's from Course Horse. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Stuart, how do you take your pizza?
So I'm a fan of all pizza. I love ranch with pizza, which they don't provide you in New York enough.
Not in New York.
I like a pepperoni or a plain cheese. I don't like the buffalo chicken because, as we all know,
it's
I don't like
much.
Blue cheese.
It's too much, too.
But I had the best pizza ever on the Friday night. I went to Ruby Rosa, which
on
is my
date.
Favorite.
Oh, I love
she
Ruby
went
Rosa.
To a date.
Which is my favorite place. And it was so much fun. And they have a vodka Sicilian, not Sicilian, a vodka. It's called the tie-dye pizza. It's a slice of vodka with pesto swirled around it.
Have I feel like I've had that and been there. Maybe
I know.
I've had it.
You totally
I've had
have.
It.
I think you we also had this conversation about the tie-dye pizza.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's named after me.
Tie-dye pussy. anyways, that was so good. It was a vodka pizza with tie-dye. But I love a pepperoni moment. Throw some on there. The I didn't watch moment. Food Inc., so I like pepperoni.
Yeah.
And dip it in ranch. And I love like a lot of like crushed red pepper on it.
I like too. Crushed red pepper.
And like I don't eat the crust.
Why?
What?
I don't eat crust.
I fuck with... If you don't eat crust, put it in my mouth.
Yeah, I eat crust.
If there's ranch, I'll dip.
But you, if you like take the rest of the grease and like the... like, because I put like oregano, parmesan, all of that. And then if you like take the pizza with the crust with the grease and then you just swipe it...
Wait, I just thought of a red flag. Men that dab their pizza grease.
Oh, 1,000,000%.
Like off of it? Like on a napkin? Oh, yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
I'm like, if I see you doing that, I'm like, we're not compatible. I've seen a guy do that multiple times. We're not compatible.
Or someone who uses...
Be a man.
Or someone who uses...
Go fight for our country. Eat the grease. Go to war. Get drafted.
Yeah, men used to go to war, and now they dab their pizza.
And now they dab their pizza crust.
Or have you seen someone eat wings with like a fork and a knife?
Oh,
that's not that.
That's not a person. That's Bill de Blasio.
What is this, the Polo Lounge? Absolutely.
More than a red flag.
That dabbing of the pizza, though, I'm looking at him, and I was like, I was gonna fuck you until one minute ago, and now I'm gonna get a cab.
Because how am I supposed to think that you eat good pussy when you're dabbing your grease off your pizza?
And when you're nervous about fat, like, you're not gonna be able to fuck me.
And
right?
you just drink exactly. three Modelos. Like,
yeah, okay,
that's, okay. That was the grease.
I agree. Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. Mm.
Disgusting. Okay, your turn.
So, honestly, I love all types of pizza. I'll even put. Go. Pineapple on a pizza.
I'll put pineapple on a pizza.
Pineapple with bacon?
Oh,
I don't like pineapple on a pizza.
I don't like it with ham.
Me Hawaiian style. I'll take the ham. Sometimes the ham is like, this is deli meat. This is pure deli meat. But bacon?
I'm like, this is a Lunchable.
You know what? That's a Lunchable. Yeah. You know what I like? Pineapple, bacon, and jalapenos. A hot Hawaiian.
They have a really good one of those at this one place that I forget.
Domino's. Domino's has a good hot Hawaiian.
Oh, this little
one time when I was one time when I was fire, I ate a whole Domino's hot Hawaiian pizza in bed by myself.
Yeah,
best day of my life. One of the best days of my life.
That's church. They don't talk about that church. Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I also used to. I don't know if you guys ever heard of this pizza place, Archie's in Brooklyn.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God, they had like Sicilian pizza, and they would give you pepperonis, but the pepperonis would be like the cup ones
with the grease in it.
Oh my God,
that's too much.
I want to wear those as a bra.
I want to put them on my nipple.
My burlesque is the pepperoni cups.
But they closed down.
That's how all Buffalo pizza is they have the cup pepperonis.
But they
and it has a grease in it. Good luck dabbing that, bitch.
I know, you gotta get your little...
It pools.
You gotta get
You literally take it as a shot. You just
It's little above ground pools.
Exactly.
Oh, I want to swim in that shit.
But they closed. Archie's closed due to sexual allegations.
Close your arteries?
Really? And I was like...
They had sexual allegations? Why, someone was coming in the pepperoni cups?
I don't know, but maybe that's what made them so good.
Yeah.
When I was in high school, everyone said Little Caesars had cum in. That's why it tasted so good.
Dude, that Little Caesars slaps, though. I like that.
Little Caesars is good.
I like all pizza. I like frozen pizza.
Papa John's is really good too.
Papa John's with a garlic butter.
Mm. Papa John's stick, the cheesy sticks, because they come just like a pizza, but they like cut it differently.
Oh, Domino's has that too.
Which is garlic.
Different shapes. Different shapes.
Artichoke pizza is really good too. I love artichoke. Slaps. I don't care how chewy it gets.
Slaps, but I got to take the next day off for physical reasons. Yeah. You know what I mean? Talk about a poopy cock. But I had the worst thing happen the other day. I had the worst thing happen the other day.
What happened?
Got a pizza. Didn't realize until the pizza had like one slice left that there was a canister of butter, garlic butter in there. I hadn't even utilized
it.
Didn't even touch it.
On a piece of bread, another piece, like
save it for tomorrow.
Save it. That's soup.
Or bring it to an Italian restaurant, do a little dip. I was so regretful though. I had no idea.
Y'all put hot sauce on your pizza?
Mm-hmm. No.
I do too.
Yeah.
No, I do.
Especially like a dollar slice.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it's probably good. Yeah, but I don't know.
Sometimes if I get like hot wings from Domino's and they give you like the buffalo on the side, I'll dip like the Domino's pizza in there. I'll be like, let me see what this is about.
Yes, it's good.
You know,
I don't like those little icing sticks from Domino's.
Oh, what?
Cinnasticks.
So you want to talk about what has come in it? Yo, the icing.
That glazed dough. Cinnastick. Cheesy bread.
You look like a little cinnastick.
Yeah, thank
Dude,
yeah, you do.
Yes. When I was in high school, we would always go to my rich friend's house, and her mom would just order. It was five of us, and she would order five cheesy breads and five cinnasticks, and we each got our own.
Yes, that's how you do it.
That's how you. And you eat till you're gonna expose.
You can't share cinnasticks.
I want.
All my rich friends in high school, their kitchens would only have like blue cheese olives and like jam.
That's too rich. You gotta go like a little upper like middle class with a single mom who feels bad. And the grandma lived with her
or a
too,
single
so
dad.
She was like,
you can get Dr. Peppers as many as you want in the beer fridge in the garage.
That's all he has is Dr. Peppers.
A single dad who has no kids. My dad would my dad and I would ball out because we only had the weekend, so we would just ball whatever I wanted. I got
works to this day. Thanks, Daddy.
What kind of pizza do I like? Cheese.
Extra
or
cheese?
Just cheese or one single topping. When we get, or a Hawaiian is fine, but when we get overboard, like.
I don't like the Supreme shit with the peppers.
Oh, sometimes I do that though. Sometimes that Supreme hits, though.
With the peppers and the onions.
No, it's too much for me.
Sometimes it's good.
You know what's good, but this I have to take the next day off? Talk about poopy cock. Is that it's a cheeseburger pizza from Domino's.
Don't you dare.
No, I'm going to be a vegan after this conversation.
One time, the fattest motherfucker, respectfully, I ever met in my life told me that him and his wife, their date night is getting the fettuccine Alfredo pizza from Domino's.
No.
With chicken on top. No. With like the grilled chicken on
top. That's an idea for you and your boss's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, have you guys ever checked out the fettuccine Alfredo pizza from Domino's?
Dude,
that's a good idea.
Every time I get like a special,
they'd be like, "This is hilarious." Now, where's the, where's the Dom Pérignon?
Every time I get a specialty slice, I regret it.
Yeah,
I'm always like, I know, I do too. Cheese,
Like if you get like for artichoke, I love artichoke actually. But when you get, there's like a crab pizza, I'm like, enough.
That was like, too far.
That was like first year in New York vibes. I was like getting crab
the
pizza.
The spinach artichoke dip on pizza, enough.
It's good for a bite.
Everybody calm down.
That would be good if you like cut it up as like and put toothpicks in it. That's good for a bite.
For like a little
pizza.
Totino's pizza bites.
I love pizza rolls.
Oh, pizza bites.
Well, that's a whole different podcast talk.
Caroline, don't bring other topics into this.
How about Elio's?
Oh, I love Elio's.
I know what that is.
Oh, my ex and I ate that all through the quarantine.
Ooh, have you guys had burrata pizza? It's good.
Maybe. I do love burrata.
That's not the same as white pizza, right?
No.
That's what one last thing I'll say. When you go to like a wood fire pizza place and they put the hot honey on there.
Oh, that's
on the pepperoni.
Oh, yeah, that's so good.
That's like really hot. Good.
That's Kate's favorite. Old job used to have when it was called the Killer Bees.
At Roberto's or whatever it's called.
Roberto's
has that, but it's Mike's Hot Honey.
I love that.
No, it was at some place called B Squared. They closed, but
B Squared.
You know, they used to have the Killer Bee there.
I like a fancy pizza place, to be honest with you.
You like flatbreads.
Yeah. I'm into like the
Napolitano. I love that
Where you get like prosciutto and arugula. Right. It looks like a full salad.
It's got like glazed balsamic.
And you can't even eat it. It just like all falls
it
off.
It all
You're
falls
like,
off. It's all slipping off.
Yeah.
So fucking good.
What's your favorite kind of pizza?
Yeah, Caroline, go ahead.
I like veggie pizza from John's of Bleecker Street.
John's of Bleecker Street is fire, though.
No veggie pizza. It has to have meat.
It's good, though.
Also, I like with the hot honey.
Oh,
okay.
And sometimes I like barbecue chicken pizza.
Whoa, trash!
Your mother would not be happy to know that.
That's not real food. That's disgusting.
Your mother would not be happy
I'm
to
like,
know that. I always think I want like barbecue chicken or buff chicken, and then I get it. And I'm like, ooh.
I'm like, this is too much.
It's so much.
It's a lot.
And you can't eat it cold either. Like the chicken, like literally is hard.
Ew, it's hard. I'm in a dark place. I'm in a dark place when I'm eating a buffalo chicken slice.
Okay, that's a sign for us. Why? Ever see her? Manny, are you okay?
If I post on IG stories a buff chick slice,
buffalo
call
chicken
me.
Is my favorite.
Yeah. Me too.
No, it's my favorite.
Tomato
food,
and onion
not
slice.
No, it should just be buffalo.
It's its own thing.
It's a lot. Or like sometimes if I'm in a really dark place, I'll be like, give me the baked ziti slice.
Oh,
that's how you know you're like the spaghetti slice.
No. Yeah, that's you have to eat with like
that's pasta.
Honey, it's bread on
that's
bread.
That's pasta on
that's
pizza.
That's fettuccine Alfredo.
That's how you know. That's how you know. When in the height of my relationship, I was eating penne pizza.
That's bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
Now we know. Now we know signs. Yeah.
Or the Caesar salad slice. That's how you know you're not
salad.
Doing well.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you actually get a Caesar salad slice of pizza, like you're
insane.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're fucked up.
For me, if you see me just eating out every night, that's bad.
Yeah.
I'm in a
that
bad
too.
Place.
That too.
And I'm in pain.
Wait. See, for me, if I'm cooking and eating healthy, that's when I'm the most sad. When I'm happy, I'm fat as fuck.
For me,
but what's your trigger? Like you're in a bad place and you're eating.
I have anxiety and I'm like trying to starve myself so I become smaller and die.
If I get depressed, I eat more. If I get
depressed,
I eat more.
Really? But I stress eat, but then if I'm really, really, really in peak depression... I'm skinny as hell.
Mm-hmm. The peak depression, I'm eating a lot.
Mm, peak anxiety. Yeah. For me, but peak depression.
Anxiety is kind of what I mean.
Yeah.
You see how it gets dark in here? You see how it gets personal?
Anxiety.
I'm like, okay, anyways, chicken Alfredo, nothing. Pizza.
You brought it up. All right, well, I feel like we're synced up.
Pizza.
Let's move on to Stuart's speed dating.
Oh my God, okay, wait. Okay.
So we asked for questions this week and we got some wacky ones. I sent them all to Stuart. I said, you take care of this.
I am so excited, first of all, about speed dating. As you guys know, this is the hard launch of our segment, speed dating. Send me any questions you have about dating, not about relationships though, because Ashlyn will get mad.
Furious.
Thank God no one did. And so we're going to answer questions. Send in whatever. Okay. This one is, I'm not going to say who it's from. Okay, what cocktail is a red flag for a man to order on a date?
Any.
I want to hear y'all's thoughts.
Pina colada. Pina colada.
If we're can not, I answer first?
You said I want to hear y'all's thoughts. I apologize. Did you not say that?
She did, I think. I
did. She did, right? But I'm thinking about mine, so I don't really care what's going on over there.
I want to think about it because
I'm thinking about mine too.
You really think that's a red flag, though, for pina colada? Not, I think that's like a fun, like, oh, we're at a tiki bar. It's a fun guy. Oh,
if we're not on vacation.
We're going to go to Aruba together, maybe.
But if we're not on vacation.
Pina colada is a choice.
If we're not on vacation, if we're not on a beach, yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said I wouldn't be mad
at a guy if he ordered a pina colada. I'd be like, oh, he's fine. I mean, it would be if it was like our first date and it was like not, if it was like a trend. Some trendy places have pina coladas.
Yeah.
A lot of places have pina coladas.
To me, I have two.
Okay.
One is like, he's like.
I have the right answers, by the way, and I'll let you guys guess.
Okay. My first one is like, if he's a heavy peruser of like the beer list and he like has he's a beer connoisseur. I'm not doing that. And the second one is. Cause I'm just like I'm like the top 10 kind of girl, like Bud Light. Like beyond that, it's like I don't really want to talk about beer.
I've been hurt before, but yeah, brewery guys are not it. I'm with you.
Secondly, if you get a beer and a shot, you're an alcoholic, I have seen that on a first date, and like the guy ended up being an alcoholic. I don't know. It scared me.
It is aggressive.
Okay. It's aggressive, and I'm like, oh, you can't talk to me.
That's an option.
Yeah, it's also first date. I think
every guy I've ever gone on a date with has gotten a beer and shot combo.
What about?
Well, that makes sense.
They gotta make you look hot somehow.
They're like, oh no, I'm not an alcoholic. I just don't want to look at
like,
you.
Oh, okay, Caroline, you want to get out of here?
So I don't really agree with any
Long
of these
Island
guesses.
Iced teas can be also like
that's a red flag.
He's like, he's gonna kill you.
No one should order. He's gonna fight. He's gonna get in a full fight
especially
outside
if he
with the
orders
bouncer.
It for
he's
the both of
out.
You. He's like two Long Island iced teas.
Absolutely,
your night
not.
Is over.
But a LIT is a red flag for both
women and men.
No, when I was bartending, if you came up to me and was like, "Can I get a Long Island iced tea?" I was like, "You're trash."
It's a human red flag.
Again, for the cocktails, if we're just at a regular bar, just get like a vodka soda. Don't be fucking. Like, if we're at a cocktail bar,
an old fashioned is hot.
Or
a Negroni is hot.
Negroni is hot.
Manhattan.
When a guy orders a Negroni, I literally slide off the
what
stool.
What about you like hearing him almost say the N-word? But, okay, so those are under basic cocktails for
what
me. But
martini?
If you're at a bar and you get like sex on the, like, okay, so Negroni for me is like basic cocktails. But if you're going into sex on the beach,
cocktail.
Like.
What if a guy ordered a Cosmo?
That would be hilarious.
That'd be fun.
I think it's kind of cute.
If he's like, sorry, I just like them. You're like, okay.
I'm like,
you're not hiding anything.
Okay, listen. Okay,
go
these
ahead.
Are the correct answers. Bloody Marys after 4 p.m. You
Wait,
do this, I know.
One more I'll say I don't like. If you get a mojito, I don't like you.
If you get a mojito, the bartender hates you.
Right, I was
going
to say, because you have to muddle the...
So I actually
you'll be
agree.
Asking for mint in your cocktails? Yeah. Get out of here. Yeah.
I mean, unless it's like an amazing mojito and like the place is known for it.
Yeah.
I do think...
Yeah.
I wasn't going to add mojito to my list, but I will approve of this one because
Finally.
Bartenders hate making them so much that it means that you don't know anything about like...
But bartenders hate making pina coladas too.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. And what about martinis?
Oh, no. Martini is classy.
Martini,
you're
again,
trying to explain.
And I drink martinis. So
squirting.
So if we're both drinking martinis.
I will squirt
like,
if you.
I love a
I will
filthy
squirt
martini.
Out of my asshole.
Olive juice.
Yeah. Get, yeah.
It'll taste like olive juice.
Yeah, it'll taste like olive juice.
She loves salt. Okay.
Briny.
So I think if you order a Bloody Mary after 4 p.m., that's weird if a guy does that. I know you
but
do that.
I do that. But
I know
I'm
you
a guy.
Do that, but you're not a guy.
I'm a guy's girl.
I'm a guy's girl. I just
I'm addicted to tomato juice.
The number one red flag drink for a man to order. Is a screwdriver.
Oh.
That is bad.
That has orange juice?
It's
Ew.
Orange juice
we
and
don't
vodka.
No, that's...
It's pretty much for alcoholics.
What is this, high school?
What is this, Mad Men?
If yeah, you're not an alcoholic grandma, you should not be ordering also, a screwdriver.
I feel like just thinking of
it's
that.
It's just acidy.
It's so acidic. I feel like it burns all of like the pipes in your body.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So those disgusting. Are my firm answers are Bloody Mary after four, screwdriver, horrible. I will be adding Long Island iced tea and we'll add mojito. I have not added pina colada to the list
yet. But that makes sense because you like soft men.
Oh. Ouchie.
Like how tight.
Is that... She does like soft men.
I do like soft men.
Okay. She does.
I like a guy with curves.
A little bit of...
Her guys wear Fenty.
Her guys have a fanny pack.
Makeup. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Wait, no. Oh. I added something to my list.
Oh, okay.
And I know you said this, that they should order this. But I think if a guy orders a vodka soda, I'm like, that's for dieting white girls. Why are you dieting?
I meant for me, I'll get a vodka soda. But if you get a vodka soda, like, I'm like...
A guy at a bar should get a beer while the lady gets a vodka soda. I don't think a guy should be ordering vodka sodas. I'm like, that's for skinny queens.
It's for the girls.
Yeah. No, that's for the girls.
No, it's for the girls.
You guys need to change your red flags and then you find great men.
No, my red flags don't change.
So... Exactly. So yeah, vodka soda. I'm like, that's for us little dieting girls. Why are you dieting?
Yes, no. I know. And then, don't get me started if he has manorexia. No, if you can bond with me over that. No, I'm supposed to be the one with the eating disorder.
I'm the one with the eating disorder. You
don't think about food. You don't think about food.
Exactly. What about wine at a bar?
No. No, that's... I like that. A guy that likes a nice red. If a guy orders Sauvignon Blanc, yeah, he's... that dude is gay.
That do be gay.
All right, Stuart. Well, thank you for having us sped dating.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go to our next segment, which is a fan favorite. It's called Hometown Headlines.
Newspapers tell us many things. They tell us what is happening in our own community and in other communities all over the world.
All right, so we play this every few months. We sneak back into our hometowns to... see what's going on that's funny.
What's going on over there?
What's going on that's funny?
So, first of all, this segment is always actually really hard for me because no one cares about Arkansas.
I saw something crazy just happened in Arkansas, though.
We should care about Arkansas.
There was like a shooting. There was a huge shooting in Arkansas.
In Dumas?
Yeah.
So, you want me to bring a sad one? I thought it was going to be funny.
It came up in my news. I was looking for Buffalo stuff.
Yeah, there was a horrible shooting in Dumas, Arkansas. I mean, I could bring that one up.
No, it's not that funny.
It's definitely not fun.
It's hard when
you're an incel terrorist.
It was at a car show, which is kind of funny.
It's hard when it's riddled with crime. That's me with New York City.
Well, let me do a fun one.
I can do my fun one.
Okay, let me do a fun one.
Yes.
Okay, I have a fun one. It's in Buffalo.
Okay.
There's a llama in Buffalo who's trying to win the to be the next face of the Cadbury Bunny.
Oh, I thought you were going to say running for mayor. I'm like, oh my God.
Hey, let me tell you something. If Buffalo mayor was run by a llama, it'd be run better than anything that's happened in the last 30 years. God, that city's going downhill. Okay, that's one. There's a llama. Okay, but there's a better one for Buffalo.
Okay.
There's a llama in Buffalo who wants to be the face of the next Cadbury Bunny.
That's so cute.
But the llama wants to be the face?
Yeah, there's like a whole...
How does he know that?
Do we have Dr. Doolittle up there?
Yeah, I think Eddie Murphy's up there talking to him. Yo, I need to watch Dr. Doolittle again. That movie is so good.
That movie's so good.
But the fun has arrived. Remember the hamsters doing like the... There was like hamsters dancing,
They're singing like macho...
Macho man.
Kung Fu fighting.
Is that what they're doing?
I think so. I don't know.
I thought they were singing something... Anyway, Caroline, can you find out what the hamsters were singing in Dr. Doolittle? This is urgent.
CNN.
Pull up Dr. Doolittle on YouTube.
But wait, how do they know that the llama wants to be...
I don't know. The farmer put bunny ears on the llama and entered it into the contest. And it's in the finalists for it now.
Wow.
If this could really turn Buffalo around.
He's going to be the more famous Buffalonian than you.
I know. I'm like freaking out. I have to go shoot him.
He's going to be on next season of Wild Now.
Yeah. Don't.
Is it the Chris Rock thing?
Yeah, maybe. Play it. Is it a hamster?
It's a guinea pig.
Oh, guinea pigs, yeah.
That's
when guinea pigs were in.
Yeah.
My sister has a guinea pig.
Chris Rock loves to voice an animal.
Madagascar.
Yeah, the zebra.
Yeah.
Yeah, and... Oh, no, that's...
I'm going to watch Dr. I'm going to watch Dr. Doolittle this week. Okay.
I might watch Madagascar.
I have a good one from Buffalo, though.
Okay.
A pilot was removed from a JetBlue flight in Buffalo after police say he blew more than four times the legal limit for alcohol. His name was Stuart's dad.
Drunk driving ain't drunk driving if you're in the sky.
So he was at 0.17, the legal limit for driving, twice the legal limit for driving, four times the legal limit for pilots.
Oh my god.
He had spent a night drinking at a bar near the hotel where he and his crew had been staying. So it's like an airport hotel.
Oh my god,
probably.
I bet those get rowdy.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Drinking
and pilots get fucked, I feel like.
Yeah.
Being a pilot is a red flag.
Yeah, that's fucking
or not.
Scary.
That to me means he's so healthy.
How do you choose to do that? Like, what makes you wanna?
If he's a pilot, he's healthy.
According to Ashley.
Did they know that though? Did they know that he can fly the plane still because he's healthy? Because he's a pilot?
Because he takes vitamins? Yeah,
did they know?
So he didn't drink like before. Like he just like he, was drunk
was,
from
like,
the night
hungover
before.
Drunk, which I've driven hungover drunk, and I'm like,
and
I'm,
you're it's worse yeah. than drunk driving.
I'm glad I got. I like you're spinning. Your head is yeah.
You got the shakes.
I go to work.
Oh.
Yeah, your shins hurt. Work.
And then
you don't really see the red lights. You're like,
speaking of, I would like to announce that Stuart has a friend who used to work at the same finance place that I did.
Yes.
Long story short, I saw him over the weekend and we bonded about how we would go into the finance place hungover. And he was like, I was probably on the same page as you a lot of those days. And I was like, I wanted to say something, but we would never know. So going like,
yeah,
doing
he's
stuff,
always hungover.
Yeah. So I don't know. That's scary though.
Oh, it hurts.
I mean, that's pretty scary if you're a pilot, but honestly, I've been there. Obviously, I show up to work hungover almost every single day, and it's worked out for me.
What machinery
do you
operate?
No one makes me blow a machine.
Sometimes.
What?
Computer. Oh, yeah, you just do computers. That's horrible. Yeah. You
can, yeah.
You can I'm do. Booking flights.
What headlines
you're
do you
booking
guys,
the flights.
What do you guys have you're for like headlines? ICU.
Well, I didn't want to bring up that shooting because I thought that was sad.
Well, you just brought it up again.
So instead, I'm bringing up in Arkansas... My favorite. So last week was St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
I hope everyone had an amazing St. Patrick's Day.
I had an amazing day.
I don't celebrate it.
Why not?
Because it's not real.
Okay.
Apparently he was Italian, just so you know.
Well, I'll send you back to Puerto Rico.
That's because she doesn't support it because that's when St. Patrick chased the snakes out of Ireland. She got chased out. Because you're a fucking snake.
He chased.
I'm loving the snake bit.
I like the
just
snake
keep
bit
calling
too.
Me a snake. It just sounds
Taylor versus Kim.
It's very racially motivated.
No?
Yeah.
No?
Have you seen that
it's
on TikTok?
Because you open your jaws wide.
Ah. No, you do. Oh. What I heard.
And you swallow eggs.
Have you saw that on TikTok? Like, it will be a video and someone will be like, racially motivated, but it has nothing to do with it. racially motivated.
The snake bit is a little...
racially motivated.
Racially motivated. Okay. So, St. Patrick's Day. So, I don't know if you guys knew this, but the world's shortest parade actually takes place in Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Oh, that's so good. I love parades.
I've never been. It's so short. It's in Hot Springs. It just goes right around the corner. And this year, Danny Trejo hosted.
I have a question.
Oh.
Wait, I have two questions. Who's Danny Trejo?
He's in like every... You'll know him if you see
him.
Can you show her his face?
He's a Mexican actor.
He's a Mexican actor. He's in every single...
Yeah, okay, and I have a second question.
But did you guys know Danny Trejo is actually like a huge whore and has like 46 kids or something crazy?
All Mexicans do.
No, wait, I've two more things to say.
That's not a whore.
That's not a whore.
I have two more things to say.
Okay.
I remember the Dr. Dolittle thing. The hamsters go, do a little dance, make a little love, get down. Remember that? It was always in the preview. Okay.
This is journalism.
I have another question about the shortest parade.
Okay.
Is it short as in block or is it one float?
Block.
Is it a lot of floats in one block?
It's a ton of floats.
Oh, I like that.
And then they just go like,
but isn't it crowded?
It's so crowded. It's like crazy. It's like so fun. Everyone drinks. Hot Springs, Arkansas was... I don't want to go into a whole history lesson, but it was literally supposed to be Vegas. But then because it's in the Bible Belt, everyone like politicians like wanted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Decided like to like outlaw gambling. But Hot Springs is like a huge like racetrack, like gambling little city. Oh. It was literally supposed to be Vegas.
Is there prostitution?
No, but there's not in Vegas either.
Okay. Yes, there is.
Full legal prostitution.
Right. Yeah,
but that's new, right?
No.
Oh,
I actually don't know.
I was like,
wait, is it
Then I'll be going there if the Patreon doesn't kick off, honey, because Mama needs money.
Mama needs that money. It's legal somewhere.
I think
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Keep going about the
red light district. That's what it's called.
Anyways, it's the world's shortest parade, and I can't believe Danny Trejo hosted this year.
So cool. He seems like a fun guy.
He is a fun guy. And I think someone recently, I forget who told me, but one of my friends was like, oh, this kid we went to high school with is like his nephew or something. I'm like, okay. But I guess he might have attachments to Arkansas in some way. But look, there's a little people in the little green, in the little parade.
Aww.
It's the shortest parade. Isn't that cute?
I want to go.
We have to go. Look, there's
go
Danny Trejo.
Blackout.
We have to. Look, it's just one little block. So cute.
That's
We should go.
Very
we should take
fun.
A group trip.
World's shortest parade.
Yeah.
All right, Ashlyn, what do we got?
All right, so for me, Caroline found this for me.
Yeah, because you're a lazy snake.
Because you didn't. Because you're a little snake.
I'm sorry that we get an email the day before. Like, I don't
it's
have
always
a life.
Been like that.
Like, I don't have to see Bad Bunny. Like, are you insane?
You should have been
are
reading this email at the Bad Bunny concert. You should have been like getting ready.
What are your
ready.
Priorities?
I will leave this podcast for Bad Bunny.
Okay, good. We've been waiting.
Pick us or Bad Bunny. More choose. Choose.
More Patreon
your
money
career?
For us.
Yes. Your career or Bad Bunny?
Bad Bunny.
You have to choose
always. I will die for Bad Bunny.
You're obsessed. You're literally straight.
I'm literally straight.
That's why she's a snake. Yeah. You never know.
You're a snake.
Racially motivated.
So Snapper here we style. Go. For this one. That's you looking like a little snake.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's you eating pussy.
Fangs sticking out.
I'm so glad you're not gay. The way you eat pussy is just disgusting.
I do not eat pussy.
Every time Ashlyn eats food, you can see the shape of it in her.
Wait, I had a sex dream about Kim Kardashian. I forgot to tell you. It was lesbian. It was my first lesbian sex dream.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've had a couple.
I don't know why she looked at you like that. That was wild. She looked at you like it's about you. She literally said, I've had a couple. And then...
Have you had a sex dream about me?
No.
Yeah. No. She was a lesbian. Have you had a sex dream about me?
I would be straight if I did. I would be straight.
Because I'm ugly.
I was straight after
mine, that's why we raised the camera angle. You're going to have
you're
one
soon.
You're
not ugly.
We're all going to be fucking
you are,
in a second.
You know, I'm not attracted to any of you.
I have a sex dream about
that's
you every
so
night.
Rude.
Why?
If you were a guy, I would pretend like I was attracted to you for the segment.
Yeah, seriously.
For the segment?
It's called improv. Ashlyn,
what's your headline?
Okay, I have...
Mostly because I'm hungry.
All right, here we go. Vehicle ends up on top of parked car in bizarre crash in Inwood.
That's
what Caroline sent you?
That's
I'm never doing this segment again.
Was my St. Patrick's Day one stupid?
No, but I do think we should cut the last 20 minutes. So that was a joke. Ashlyn, keep going. Tell us more about this car pileup.
So
I'm
apparently,
so intrigued.
This guy was just like parked listening to music. And he said, supposedly, that his car...
You're stalling.
You know what, Maddie? I'm done.
Bye, snake. You can just sneak
out. I'm going to slither out of here.
You can just... Don't open the door.
And you know it's very disrespectful to call a Spanish person a snake, right?
Hey, acting like I said the other word.
I'd rather the other word.
Oh, really?
Don't get your white shirt dirty slithering on your stomach out the door.
This is just
tell us more about the pileup.
No,
snake.
I'm
so
done.
A guy was supposedly sitting in his car
listening to music, and then his car accelerated and he went on top of another car.
What
he put his foot on the gas.
He says it accelerated by
you know
by
what he
itself.
Did you know what he did? He pumped that gasolina. gasolina.
He was probably
that Yankee.
He was probably high and forgot that he didn't have it on park.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he's probably hungover, driving like a pilot.
Yeah, driving like a pilot, 0.17 BSC. Okay, great. Caroline, what's your article?
Okay, mine is the superintendent is resigning from the school.
Why?
Because, well...
Money falling?
No, he like apparently was in like a...
This is always happening in Long Island. This happened
in
fucking
Long Island is filled with snakes. Talk about snakes. Ashlyn's moving there next.
Misconduct. Yeah.
And you know,
apparently.
Once my people come, we all know.
He was Me Too'd, basically.
Oh, how? What'd he do?
Like, I think, well, it doesn't really say. It definitely alludes to it in the article because they're like, there was an incident. There was a thing last year, but it doesn't go into it.
They didn't tell us?
No,
come
but
on.
I read another article about it. That it was like this woman who worked there, she kept getting hugged by him and like she didn't like that, so she
bitch is always looking for the payout,
so she was like, but then they investigated it, I think.
How do you investigate that?
I don't know, he said, she said, whatever. But
you just go around and you go, what did you hear?
And then the rumor starts.
What did you guys hear? It's me interviewing them.
Yeah. But apparently they found nothing to report, like, so he was able to keep his job, but I think he felt so, like,
so guilty.
I think he just felt like he couldn't be there. So he was like, he's resigning.
Yeah, I would probably resign if I got a Me Too accusation. Even if it wasn't true, I'd be like, I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, fuck these bitches.
Yeah.
Because anything you say after that, it's just they're going to be like, he's sexually harassed.
Yeah.
I have a story about that. My dad did not get Me Too'd. But
no, your dad would never.
Never. He hates like the idea
Sweet
of dating
man.
Women after the last two he's been with. But
incel. Daddy incel.
My dad was a daddy incel. Daddy and Incel, where are you?
My
that's,
dad.
Don't make me horny. My that's my type. A dad and an incel, sorry.
My dad for like 15 years worked at a company. I don't want to say the name of it, but it sounds like FedEx. And he was like a good boss. He's like a hard ass though. And you have to fucking manage truck drivers and dock workers and can't fucking bitches and all sorts of.
You like, gotta find the arrow in the letters.
Yeah. <That's hard work. laughs> Every day he's like, there it is. It's like a magic eye. So he yelled at one of the drivers. And then like a year later, he got a report from someone that was like, you used the word fuck. And there was like records of him using it and they used it against him.
Oh my
and
God.
And a week later, it was like a warning against him. And a week later, he's like, I'm retiring. I put in so much time here. Not that I'm sympathizing with the Me Too principle or whatever, but like,
who doesn't say fuck?
Sometimes you're like, dude, fuck I just put so much fucking into this, and you guys went around
like,
and
daughter, let's chip off the block.
Yeah, we're literally the same person, and people went around and were like, what did you hear? And they're like, yeah, I guess he said, I guess he swears sometimes. And
that's fucked up.
They used it against him, and he was like, I'm done. Bye.
Oh, you gotta my be God. Fucking kidding me.
Yeah,
more like fuck. X.
Yeah, more fuck. Like fuck X. So some dude got mad at him and filed a report.
I feel like horrible. If your boss doesn't curse, I can't respect him.
Oh, me
you know
too.
What I mean? Yeah, I don't hear like shit, fuck. I'm like, you me don't too. Get
you're not
the
a hard
struggle.
Worker.
Me too. Every you boss I've ever struggle. Worked for has
yeah.
a sailor's
mouth.
Are
we in Utah? You need to curse. Yeah.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. So, whatever.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. All right. Well, sorry for that sad story.
I knew I have a friend whose dad got in trouble because not that his dad got in trouble, but they brought this up in a meeting. They were like, let's say I'm going to make up the assistant's name. They were like, yeah, you know, we hear good things about you, but you know, people say that you like don't, or you're not social. Like you don't compliment them. Like for instance, Sue, she got a haircut and everyone told her like, oh, Sue, nice haircut.
I know how that feels.
And then the boss didn't say anything and then he didn't say anything. So she was like, yeah, he's nice, but you know, he just didn't say like nice haircut. And he was
you're
like,
you're literally
listen,
describing me and Stuart's relationship.
Literally.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm literally triggered. No yeah. one complimented my haircut.
I did.
That's I didn't think it was nice. Had
no men complimented
I, you know
my
what
haircut.
Happened the other night? Stuart walked into New York Comedy Club. Caroline and I are sitting right there. I say, oh my God, bangs. And Stuart hugs a man before she even looks at me.
Does that pick me?
She's like,
you
oh
said
God.
Bang, and I thought I had to bang the guy. I didn't know.
Oh, right. All of a sudden, she's okay. talking about The Sopranos just to get a fucking dick in her mouth.
I'm like, I love The Sopranos.
You're like, Tony is just the man I want in my life. He's so supportive.
I wish. I want him to scream at me.
Stuart, all right. Where's the gabagool?
Well, I'm from Arkansas, so all my friends' dads actually do Me Too people, so continue.
At the tiny parade. So, all right, well, let's move on to Caroline's corner before we go on our topics. Okay. What's going on in your corner?
All right, so here's what's going on. I found another infographic. I'm on an infographic kick.
We love infographics.
What's infographic?
It's like these what? Things that you see on Instagram. It's like
a teachable moment.
A teachable moment okay. that is visual for visual learners.
They're
like
huge.
Myself.
They were huge in 2014.
Yeah, I know. So, and I'm living in that era, I think.
All right, tell us what we got.
So this one is about the aha moments, how people realize what to do in life.
Like when Ashlyn realized she fucking hates us.
Right.
My aha
that
moment
was, before.
Was... No, my aha
that
moment
was
when I realized
episode.
She was a snake. That was my
how
aha moment.
How am I a snake if you're always saying Stuart X's name on the podcast?
I don't even
you're
know.
Always like... You're always
I don't
like,
don't
I remember.
Say that name in this house.
I was sitting over and I was like, wait, why did I even call her a snake? I don't even remember.
I don't remember,
no,
but
racially
now I believe
motivated.
It.
No, but
racially
you know what?
Now I believe it, though.
No, but it was when we were talking about dreams last week and how the most common dream was snakes. And then you were saying, you're like, she shows up in my dream as a snake. And you're like, and we were like, you have a little hat. Like, it's Ashlyn's head on a snake body.
Ashlyn's head on a serpent body. We're talking about serpents.
I don't know who said it. I'll have to look back. And
it
see.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Long story short, Ashlyn's a snake. Okay.
But well, you can eat pussy sniper style.
Listen, if you want me to eat your pussy, just ask in a decent way. Don't keep calling me a snake sexually.
I'm begging you.
That's why Maddie's mad at me.
She's fingering me. She's fingering me.
Will you eat my pussy?
She's fingering me.
No, okay. I would suck a dick before I eat your pussy.
Oh my God.
Bad Bunny's dick. Yeah. Okay, so love rabbits, so just, Bad Bunny. Okay,
here are continue. Some examples of aha moments. So, Stuart, yes, you might do. Like this one. The inventor, the founder of Red Bull.
My favorite.
His aha moment to invent Red Bull was he tried a local drink in Thailand to help with jet lag.
Ooh.
So that was his.
I love Red Bull Corporation.
Why was he in Thailand, though? That's I'm always suspicious when men go to Thailand. Bangkok. He was banging cock.
Yeah, exactly. he was shooting ping pong balls out of girls' pussies. Okay.
And that's when the aha moment came. He said,
"Oh, from a movie or something."
That's from life.
That's from porn.
That's from porn.
That's from me watching that this morning before Ashlyn came over.
Or 90 Day Fiancé, maybe.
I think you're maybe thinking about The Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's exactly what I'm thinking of.
So should we share our aha? Oh, you can just keep sharing. Want, I don't have any want. Aha moments. If you do, I'm waiting
feel
on mine.
Free to chime in.
I don't have any.
Let's see. Brad Pitt. Realized that he saw that graduating matters less than being an actor 2 weeks before he graduated.
Love it. So genius. He left
and was like, Ashlyn, it won't work
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, if I had a face like that, right? Like, oh, aha.
If I was Brad Pitt, yeah, I would have definitely not gone to the University
this one
of Utah.
Is sad.
For musical theater.
I would have
for
not
musical.
Been in BMCC.
No way.
This one is Samuel Morse, the telegraph inventor, found his wife dead. Because her letter reached him too late.
FedEx.
So he's like, shit. You know what? I'm going to do some beeps and boops.
Really? She was dying and she wrote a letter?
I guess he, you know, maybe he could have put
letters. You were on the 3 week calls. You think you get mad at a guy, he doesn't text you back for 2 hours?
Yeah.
How about waiting 3 weeks for a letter?
I can't even imagine how chaotic I would have acted if I had to wait for a letter from a man.
Imagine waiting 3 weeks and then he's like, hey, I'm seeing other people.
Yeah. I wrote you every day for a year.
Dude. Yo, when that shit goes down in the notebook, I would have, would you have confronted your mom for that?
Yeah, I would have been like, my mom would have done that to me.
Yeah.
My mom took my cell phone, actually. This is actually a really funny story.
Go ahead.
My mom, I was grounded constantly. I was in trouble constantly, always being punished. Mm-hmm. But my mom read my text messages once, and I was like in, I think like 9th grade. And my friend, I didn't even go on the date with the guy because I didn't really date people like when I was younger. But like we had some like group, we all went to the movies and like the boy, there was like 3 boys and then like 3 girls, you know, that whole thing.
Yeah.
And my friend texted me, did you lick Jeremy's fruit roll up?
Hey,
and we didn't even know what it meant, but like we were just like joking and my mom read it and then I was no longer allowed to have my phone past 9 p.m. So every night I had to put my phone in a bowl at 9 p.m.
What is it, a comedy club?
How would that change
me licking a fruit roll up? Clearly it didn't. I'm licking fruit roll ups literally Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Damn, you'd be looking that fruit roll up. I'd be looking the fruit by the foot, if you know what I mean. Hooking up a lot of black dudes lately. Right.
I'd be licking Persian pounded fruit. Not what's it called? What's like the Persian fruit roll ups?
Fruit leather?
Fruit leather. Organic, Whole Foods, rich.
Okay, any more aha moments?
Chip Wilson, the founder of Lululemon.
Oh
yeah.
Noticed
Rururumin.
Was at an orgy with all men when he realized he needed to scam
when he
white
said
women.
Rururumin?
Was it at Burning Man?
Yeah. He said Rururumin?
Yes. He like got canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you can't say anything anymore.
You can't make any jokes.
That's just the line in
and
Thailand.
And he said fat people shouldn't wear Lululemon as well.
I mean. Oh my God.
He's
that's
kind of like,
funny.
But by all means, say his aha moment.
That's funny.
My aha moment is I just realized he's hilarious.
All their ads now have plus size people in them, though.
I know, because he got fired.
He's hilarious.
If plus size people could wear anything, it would be
leggings,
stretchy pants.
That's what I think.
So
I
he doesn't know women's bodies.
And his,
but he noticed that many women do yoga but have no special pants to wear. So if you're calling fashion like special pants,
He sounds like a creep, though. He's like all these women in yoga.
He just wants to look at ass. Yeah.
Chip. He's right, like, oh,
Chip. He just wants to look
is
at ass.
Is he hot?
Yeah.
Lululemon is relatively scammy, but their shit pop.
They're scammy. It's 98. It does.
But they have a great warranty, too.
But when I'm wearing Lulu.
And they'll crop your shirts for you.
Yeah.
When I'm wearing Lulu, I feel like good.
I feel rich.
This is the founder.
I feel like I'm in like Canada.
Oh, my God.
I just feel like I'm a rich housewife in Canada when I wear.
Oh, that's him? Jesus Christ.
Like he's
that's someone who dabs his pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he probably,
so what was his aha moment?
he just noticed that women needed special pants because he knows they like yoga.
Oh, yeah. He just wanted to look an ass. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, Caroline, thank you for welcoming us to your corner.
Thank you.
That was a good corner.
Before we wrap up, how do you guys feel about incel terrorism?
I'm out here dating incels. I'm doing my part
right
to change them for the better.
I've become an incel, so I'm doing my part as well.
Exactly.
Incel terrorism is just this podcast.
Right.
Yeah. You have to be nice to the, like, because I don't know. I go back and forth on this because part of me has tried to stop being really nice to guys. And then part of me, it's like, you find an incel and you're like, you know what? I want to be nice to you and treat you like a,
yes.
You know, because of some girl was mean to you. That's why you became an incel. So I'm going to use my, I'm like Glinda the Good Incel Witch.
Yeah, you are.
And that's how you get murdered.
You know,
and that's how I am cut to me dead in 2 weeks.
Yeah. But before then, you're like popular. You're going to be popular.
Exactly.
Have you guys seen The Neighbor Next Door or something like that? Or The Good Neighbor on Netflix?
No, what is that?
It's on Netflix and it's about, or like The Bad Roommate, something like that. And it's about roommates that have lost it and killed the other roommate.
Yeah.
Bad Roommate, that's me.
And one girl, was nice to this guy who was kind of an incel, didn't have any friends, he murdered her.
This is literally me.
That's what I'm saying. You better be careful.
If you give off insane, I won't even engage with you. You can pick up on that shit quickly, which is why I'm like, the FBI, dangerous. What, like, obviously,
there's
you just hire some women at the FBI. They'll be able to fucking pick up on these guys immediately.
I know.
Like, go to one Instagram comment, incel.
Go to one comedy show.
Yeah. Yeah,
and women are the best detectives. They'll find something in 2.5 seconds. They'll go from click to click to click.
Click. Y'all don't even know. I'm a full FBI investigator.
Yeah. I can infiltrate
Venmo.
Anything.
That's my dating. That's my speed dating advice. Stalk motherfuckers on Venmo because you'll see everything.
That's how you find
every receipt.
A lot of people have privatized their Venmo though, which is a problem for me.
More people should, because I'm finding things out that
apparently Zelle is bad too.
Why?
It's like scammy.
Wow. I always thought they were scammy.
And I was like, I thought it was less because it was connected right to the bank.
Yeah. How is it scammy?
I don't know. I keep reading all these articles how it's like they keep getting like hackers or scams.
Is it articles that you're writing, you incel?
Oh, I know. She's just spreading your seed.
I couldn't help but wonder.
You can't trust media. What's the first sign you see in a man that you're like, you're an incel?
Being online too much is bad.
For me, it's like anger and being like, well, you know what? No one would ever date me. Shut up.
Having bad social skills.
Bad social
skills. That to me, right there.
To me, that's just like everyone I engage with. So.
Because you're an incel.
To me, it's like self-deprecating, but in a way that's like, oh, you really are angry.
Yeah.
I think it's like.
No, it's like pity party.
Yeah, I really think it's like being online too much. Like video games, I think, are incel behavior.
I play video games.
Yeah, you're an incel.
Oh, I know. I didn't mean you. I meant like a man.
So I'm an incel and I'm a snake.
Mm-hmm. Like, yes. Oh.
Yeah.
The title of this episode is going to be Ashlyn is a snake.
Oh, yeah.
Angela's going to make a little emoji.
I think video games, having trouble talking to women,
social skills.
Thin-rimmed glasses, I think, is bad.
Having no lips.
Get a thick frame. Have you ever seen Stanley Tucci? There's a reason.
If the first thing out of your mouth is like controversial, like if you're like, I don't know, I just like Trump. You know, I'm like, okay. You know what I mean? Or like if it's like, I don't know, I just think women shouldn't have abortion. Like
dismissive.
If the first thing out of your mouth is something that is like political or controversial, I'm like,
that's
true. You're an incel.
Yeah.
You want to argue. I don't know. Like, I don't know you like that. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
I'm at a Burger King. Yeah. Let me order a Whopper and get out of here without you telling me about abortion rights.
Yeah.
It's like attention seeking and combative.
Combative, bro.
If they're like angry.
Yeah, angry. You can always tell when a dude's angry.
Yeah.
Like, comes out within 10 minutes.
Or if they, I've been flipped out by incels online. So, like, I think angry online, but then in person it's like weird.
Angry online is the biggest one.
Twitter fingers
Butterfinger.
So good.
I feel like that's our pod.
Amazing.
Yay. Yes. Thank you guys for being here. We're gonna go get some lunch. Where can we find everyone?
You can find me at lunch.
Yeah. Me too.
You can find me changing the world by banging incels.
Oh my god.
And making them good people.
And you can find me flying a plane.
I was going to say that.
Slithering in the grass.
You can find you, snake you in the grass.
Her, you can find her slithering in a little hole.
Snake in the grass.
I hate snakes.
You can find me ordering
That's
a
so
pina
colada. That's so
disrespectful
that you guys keep calling me a snake.
Go ahead, Caroline.
I said you can find me ordering a pina colada virgin.
Ooh. No.
At lunch.
And you can have find me getting a slice of cheese pizza at my favorite place, Deferra in Brooklyn. Thank you guys for being here. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
See you on Patreon.